Forever Dog.
Live from Los Angeles at the Dynasty Typewriter Theater.
Atsuko here. This week's episode comes to you from the 2-year anniversary show of Let's Go Atsuko. We play games like Speed Dating Your Fears Away and Break Out Into It with our guests, Cool Up Vilaysack, Jimmy Pardo, and Rhea Butcher. It's a fun one. You're in for a treat. Also, a special appearance by William Hung from American Idol.
Let's Go Atsuko, a woke Japanese game show.
Oh my goodness! Hello! Hi, everyone! Hi! And welcome to Let's Go Atsuko, a woke Japanese game show! Yes! Wow! 2-year anniversary show! 2-year anniversary! What? That is 2 whole years. 2 whole years. And honestly, it feels longer. You know, it feels, honestly, it feels longer than that, yes. But, you know, it's we've been having so much fun, you know. They say time flies when you're having fun. We had so much fun, it felt like double the time had passed, you know. Yes, truly, just 2 whole years of late nights, writing stand-up monologue, making videos, sweat, tears. You know, make me think, you know, God, I truly wish I had other skills, you know? Truly wish I had other skills. This is all I have. This is all I can. You know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah. You know why? You know why? Because they say you have to put in 10,000 hours into your craft, right? 10,000 hours to perfect your craft. So I've been doing it, and but that's 10,000 hours I didn't put into learning how to cook, you know? That's 10,000 hours I didn't put into learning how to fix a sink, you know what I mean? Yeah, and truly started making me think, God, like, at the end of the world, in an apocalyptic situation, you know? They would probably eat the comedian first. Yeah, I think so, for sure, yeah. Because, you know, you end up in a tribe situation, you know. You got the people gathering wood. You got the people hunting. You got the people climbing trees for coconuts, you know. And you got me being like, what's the deal? But have you ever, whatever happened to, remember, they'll be like, yeah, let's just eat her. Let's just eat her. Yes, yeah. And I feel uncomfortable talking about it now because now you're looking at me weird. You know what I mean? Hungry. You know, well, we should, well, we would. Well, her thighs do look, you know what I mean? Stop it. Stop it. It's fine. Yeah, no. It becomes a high school situation, you know, at the end of the world in a tribe, you know? Well, show us your skills. Let's see if you're cool enough to hang with us, you know? And I'd be like, skills? Well, I can. Twist the top of a bottle cap, the cap off. I could do that with my butt. You know, I can, I can do that. And they'll be like, oh, we gotta see that. They'll see it once, and then they'll still eat me. You know what I mean? They'll be like, well, show us. You know, and I'll, while I'm most vulnerable, that's when they'll stab me in the back, and then they'll probably roast me. Yeah, I've thought of this. All right, let's meet your contestants for the evening. They're all hilarious. You know them. First up, you might know them from Freeform's Good Trouble or have seen them recently do stand-up on Ellen. It's Rhea Butcher. Yeah. Oh, please sit here, please. Hello. Hi, Rhea. How are you?
What's up, Atsuko? I'm great. Hi. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. What a feel-good song for your intro.
I know. I loved it.
Yeah, I didn't choose it, but I was like, ooh.
Me neither.
Well curated.
Nobody told me about it, and then I heard it, and I was like, this goes great with my boxed water.
So we're on the same page. What a
good
way to start. Yeah, yeah, we both didn't know.
We both didn't know.
What you do know is who's going to sit next to you.
I do know that.
Okay, with that segue, I will tell you who.
I love that segue.
Okay. So you know her from her documentary origin story. She also created the show Bajillion Dollar Properties. It's Cool Up Vilaysack. Yeah. Ooh. Another feel good song. Ooh. Wow. Also with boxed water, and we are sponsored.
Boxed water. It's better for you. It tastes better.
It's better.
Hi, Cool Up. How are you?
Oh, I'm so well. I'm happy to be here.
Happy to have you here.
Thank
both
you.
In jeans. You two are jean on jean crime.
That's right.
So dumb.
Raw.
Wow. I just do this show so I can do the mom stuff, you know. Jean on jean crime. Great song choice. Feel good. Box water. All right. Ready
oh,
to
Mom.
Have someone sit next to you?
Oh, I'm so ready.
Oh, my God. You know him. You might know him from his hit podcast, which is about to record its 1,000th episode. Never Not Funny. It's Jimmy Pardo. Oh, yes. Hi, Jimmy.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, Jimmy, with the Diet Coke.
That's right. Watching my figure.
Oh, no, yeah, it tastes good. I like a flavor with no calories.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my favorite thing.
That's
yeah.
the flavor. I prefer Coke Zero, but they don't provide. Why are we awkwardly
you know,
forcing ourselves to talk right through these people?
Why don't we?
There we go.
Oh,
all right, now.
Look at them. Give it up for them.
Give it up for them. Give it up for them having fun.
So limber. So willing to work with what's going on. Can we curve in a little bit, maybe? Because
sure,
we are at a true angle here. You know, let's curve.
You're gonna
into
spill
like
the Coke Zero.
Semicircle.
I'm perfect right where I am.
Oh, it's not Coke Zero. Remember that's.
Is there a difference between Diet Coke and Coke Zero?
Yeah, Coke Zero is delicious, and Diet Coke is piss.
Oh shit! You heard
Shots
it first
fired.
Here. Wow, we got feisty people here tonight. Oh. You know. At least Jimmy's like pissed off at Coke Zero. I thought it was just like, it's just a branding thing, right?
No, Coke Zero, delicious.
Okay.
No, it's a recipe thing.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's
okay.
Chemicals are different.
Hello.
Oh, I wasn't aware. Next time we'll do like a Coke challenge test.
Yeah.
We
yeah,
should
yeah.
do a Coke
You know what will win?
For
Coke Zero.
Part of the game show. Yeah.
Hey, did you know Diet Dr. Pepper tastes more like regular Dr. Pepper? I couldn't even get through it.
How do you know that? Wait, so diet?
Because they told me, and then I tried it, and I was like, yeah, it does taste more like regular Dr. Pepper.
You were in one of those commercials.
Yeah, with the can of
we're
diet
like,
pepper.
I would never believe it's not butter. That kind of, yeah.
Parquet.
Yeah, parquet, yeah. Anyhow, how are y'all feeling? Besides all the, oh, that's so silly, such a silly group we got here. How are y'all feeling? Did you do Valentine's Day, Schmalentine's Day? Did you do something romantic, or did you not? Did you? Chill?
I tried to take the Echo Park like swans, but they're all booked up. So,
damn it!
Just got some tacos in a parking lot.
That's nice. Yeah, that's real deal. That's real love.
That's very LA Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm. Tacos in a car.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Tacos in a car in a parking lot.
Totally, yeah. Because if you can do it on Valentine's Day, you know what I mean? Like, it's like we don't have to do anything grand.
Not at
you
all.
Know? Yeah, I can be chill on Valentine's Day. Those swan, like, you know, like, so it's in Echo Park, all those, like, swans you can get on. Mm-hmm. I've seen numerous people flip over.
You're kidding me.
Yeah,
really?
You watched it happen?
Yes. There's a fountain, middle fountain.
They get in the fountain.
There's a middle fountain that's it.
And then they go four-wheeling in the fountain.
They always say, don't go near it. People do. People do. And I've seen people, and you can't do anything about it. You can't call them. You're just like, it's going to happen. They're going for it. They're going for it. And then they go under. It's crazy. People don't listen.
No, people don't listen.
That's the thing about public events is anybody's welcome, you know? And it's just like, it's not just, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
Atsuko, I do, yeah.
Sometimes you get, you know, Redondo Beach, you know? I'm sorry.
Shots fired, South Bay.
And then they're just like, what did they say about the fountain? I don't know.
They said go in the fountain.
Yeah. So, yeah, tacos, you stayed safe.
I did, yes. Tacos are very safe.
How about you, Cool Up and Jimmy? Y'all are
not together.
Not together.
Not a couple, although I've dreamt of it.
Oh, you have?
Isn't that lovely?
Dreams.
Yeah. Yes, it's a nice dream.
Yeah.
What did you do?
I made a beautiful meal for my betrothed.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's
a
lovely
gesture.
A cowboy
ribeye.
Oh,
what? What's a cowboy ribeye?
It's got a bone. It's a bone-in ribeye.
Nope.
All right. It's large.
Yeah.
Tomahawk. Heard of that?
No.
Yep. Not interested?
Okay. I've heard of it.
All right.
So bone in large.
Large. Very yeah. large. I went to Gelson's and the person who checked me out was like, this is exciting.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And I was like, it is exciting. You're right.
Yeehaw.
Yeah, this isn't because of poor planning. I couldn't get a reservation. Like, it's exciting.
Was it on a grill or you do it on a skillet?
Oh, great question. I'm taking... I'm searing it. I'm searing it on a skillet.
I don't cook it, also. I don't know what that means. What is searing?
High heat. And I'm just blackening the outside.
Oh, like
what's
a
it
flash
on?
Cook. What, like what? A flash cook.
Yeah.
On a pan?
Yes, on a pan.
I don't then, know. Then I literally don't know.
Then I'm roasting it. So I'm searing it, and then I'm roasting it
you
in
sear,
the oven.
Then roast?
That's right.
That's
lock
tasty.
In that flavor.
That's
lock in that flavor. Thank
lock
you.
In that flavor.
Lock yeah.
In. Lock
yeah,
it in.
Yeah.
Lock it in.
Lock that's, it in.
Lock it in.
Technique. Technique. That's love. So you shared a whole, like, cow together.
No. Just the tomahawk. Just and then a maple glazed carrot and broccoli.
Just the one
roasted.
Carrot.
Yeah, just like one large. It was a tomahawk carrot. The cashier less impressed by the large carrot.
I would imagine, yeah.
Yeah. They weren't like, that's not as exciting. Is
yeah,
that what they said?
Not as exciting.
Yeah.
And then I did just, you know, like a simple baked brie and baguette with sliced apples, you know,
wow.
like.
Good work, cool.
Speaking of baguette, I just found out this week I'm 15% French.
Hey,
didn't know that till this week.
Yeah, 23 and me.
Yeah,
I did the ancestry.
Okay,
ancestry.
And, I trust them.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. 50%. What's the other 50%?
What's that?
What's the other 50%?
Well, that's 15. 15.
Oh, 15
is French.
Okay.
I was always told I was 50% Italian. Mm-hmm. It turns out 35% Italian, 15% French, and then the other stuff. Mm. So this French is new, and my father refuses to believe it.
Yeah, wow, Ancestry.com, making everyone more interesting just for themselves. It's really...
Confirmed. Confirmed.
No.
I wouldn't have brought it up. She mentioned baguette, and that's my brand now, baby.
No, you're right. That
I'm all about
segue.
It.
Yep. That was a good segue into your new discovery of being 15%
yes.
French.
The Tour de France? I'm all on board with this thing now.
No, yeah.
I bought a bike.
Let's get you to France, you know? Jimmy, what did you do? Did you cook a baguette with your new, like...
I, of course, enjoyed the delicious hammerhead steak, or whatever she called it. I had...
A tomahawk.
My beautiful wife and I, we went to my son's ping pong lesson.
Oh.
And then we went out to dinner.
Yeah.
All three of us.
Very simple.
Nice. We're a little unit, my family, and so we don't... family, who cares?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, it is that.
I mean, it's also dumb. You know what I mean?
I saw so many, like, Valentine's Day, like, heart balloons on the ground in my neighborhood. Just, like, crushed, just fights, you know? Yeah. Just, fuck you! I just pictured, like, people breaking up and be like, I don't want this balloon anymore. And they left it on my street. Yeah.
I did buy my lady, I bought her flowers. I did get from Books.com. I bought my...
and, what was that website?
Books.com,
yeah,
and you could use books.com/Pardo to get yourself a discount. but I will tell you this, it was said and done, delivered $74. Hey. Then I had to go to Target and pick up a prescription. More beautiful bouquets for
$14.99.
Suck it, Books.
I know.
Oh,
dang, you got tricked. But you now have a code for everyone else to
use. Yeah, take advantage of
that. Do you have an Ancestry.com code?
What's that?
Do you have an Ancestry.com code?
I do not.
15%
not yet. I'm
going
to talk to him, though.
Ooh, okay, all right.
The French are good negotiators, so I'm looking forward to
it. We got some romantics here tonight. All right, well, really quick, let's get into the game show. Before the show, we asked our three contestants three facts about them. Something they love, something they fear, and something they desire. And these three facts will be used against them throughout the show. So let's take a look at their loves, fears, and desires right now.
Oh, boy.
Let me pull this curtain back. Okay, Jimmy. Oh, sorry. There's a table there.
Sorry.
Okay. Good. Can everyone see now? Okay. Jimmy.
Yeah.
Loves 80s music.
That's true.
Fears being wrongfully accused and going to prison.
That's true.
And desires a gym closer to his house.
Yes.
Yeah.
The important things.
Yes, yes.
Because you would work out more?
I'm inconvenienced by the mile away gymnasium that I have to go to. The parking is atrocious. And
parking does ruin a situation.
Yeah.
So, like, how close would you want it?
I'd like a little something in my basement.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
First of all, we'd have to build a basement.
Right.
Right.
So we're already behind the eight ball on this whole thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think I would, just a little closer and maybe more convenient parking is all I'm looking for.
Yeah, and I'm curious about, like, the being wrongfully accused. Yeah. Has that almost happened to you, or is that just, like, a fear?
It is almost never. No, it's never come. I fear that I will be framed for something right. and then go to prison. Because I'm a pretty, I don't really do anything wrong, illegal.
Right, right. But
I treat people
framed.
Horribly, but I mean, as far as, as far as legally, I've never done, I would never do anything wrong, mm-hmm. so I would have to be framed, and that scares the hell out of me.
So that means, so you're like, are you unsure about a lot of your friends right now, or like,
I keep a side eye.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, I see. Yeah, yeah, okay. If you're, you know, framed, being framed means someone stabbed your back.
Hey, everybody, this is the B-Man, OBW, from the World Record Podcast, and I'm here to let you know that me and my co-host, the A-Train, a.k.a. Hershey Hellman, took over office hours live this week. We came into the studio. We made it our own. We wrecked the place. I stole one of Tim Heidecker's guitars. So check out Office Hours Live on your podcast app of your choice or at youtube.com/Office Hours Live this week and see what happens. Or go to worldrecordpodcast.com and you can watch the videos or join the Patreon, patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast. Enjoy the show!
Woo! It's showtime!
Yeah. You know, so, okay, we'll see about that. Okay, good to know. Good to know. Let's see what Kulop's fears, loves, and desires are. Kulop loves cheese, fears the end of democracy, and desires to laugh during times of distress. Mm. Yeah.
She's not doing okay lately, I think. She, when this email came, I was in a place in my mind. And I thought, why not tell the truth for once, Kulop? Maybe now's the time to be vulnerable.
Yeah, these are like 2 a.m. answers, yeah. Because, like, I always crave, like, a cheese, like, around 2 a.m., yeah. And also, I think it's the end of the world, too. Yeah, okay, all right. Yeah. Let's see Rhea's loves, fears,
nice
and
fromage,
desires.
Huh?
Oh, look at that wanted poster.
Oh,
I love
that. Awesome.
That picture of you exists out there. Rhea loves Murph, their dog.
When did I answer this? Balance in a yoga body. Who's that?
Desires balance in a yoga body. Fierce chalkboards.
You did. I literally signed up for yoga this day that I answered this.
Oh, my God.
And I went to my first class and was like, these people look really good. And I was also falling over most of the class.
Oh, wow. Wait, so the balance, what do you mean by balance?
Literally, like, balance on one foot.
Oh, so it's all yoga based.
Yeah, it's all yoga based at the end there.
Yeah, okay, yeah, a yoga body, you know, like half of it's the pants, honestly.
Really?
Yeah, it's a type of pant that
is
you wear.
Is it the bottom half?
The bottom half? What do you mean? I'm nervous. What do you
What are we posing for?
I think, no, yeah, I think I missed that.
I want in on the posing,
again,
I just don't know why we're doing
it. Is it, say that.
You said half of it's the pants.
Oh,
I said,
is it the bottom half?
Half?
Yeah, no, I get it now. Yeah. That was good. That was good. Chalkboards, is that from like years of just like classroom?
I don't know. Here? I have a very, I can't, I don't know when it happened. Uh-huh. When I was in second grade, I used to stay after and clean the chalkboards. And I would like get prizes and all kinds of stuff. So I don't know when it happened, but all of a sudden I literally can't be around chalkboards. Somebody was cleaning a chalkboard in the room that I was in. I had to turn around and talk a lot so that I couldn't hear or see that they were cleaning the chalkboard.
Wow.
I don't know what happened to me, but...
Dang, that's dark.
I can't I can't be around... even like thinking about it stresses me out.
So it's not
using
even...
a chalkboard, having one around. Using chalk, I don't like it.
Yeah. Oh, God. Okay. You had to... It's like a Cinderella situation.
Yes.
Where you were... Because were you forced to clean
the
chalkboard?
No, I was not forced. I elected to do it.
Yeah.
For Sister Betty.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sister Betty. That was very sweet. Very sweet of you. But then in turn, it
kind
of traumatized
after,
you.
Yeah. Then I just couldn't... Yeah, I can't... The texture stresses me out.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll try to keep that in mind for the game we already set up for you.
Great.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Oh, well, boy. Yeah.
All right.
No. There's other comedians back there. They can take over.
All right. All right. Okay. With that said, we're going to go into our first game. this is a trivia challenge called Tricky Social Situations.
Oh.
Oh, okay. All right. Let me just get to, you know, I got cue cards. okay. Oh, okay. So a little about the show. Okay. There are three rounds, a trivia challenge, as you see here, a physical challenge, and a performance challenge. After
you lied to me.
That's right. Oh, I did. What did I say? Okay. So, well, now I'm telling you there are three challenges. After the first two challenges, one of you will be eliminated.
Oh, boy.
But don't feel bad about it. I always like to remind everyone that past losers of this show have gone on to do great things. They have. I will happily name them for you and where they've gone on to be, okay? So only two of you will move on to the last round, okay? But don't worry, you'll still be part of the game somehow. I'll tell you later. Okay, no matter what happens, just you're all winners in my eyes, okay? Yeah, with that said, I do have astigmatism. All right, oh, who writes these? Okay, back to the first challenge, okay?
Funny.
All right. People who are trying their best in an ever-changing world, yeah, you sometimes might find yourself in sticky social situations. So let's test your street smarts. These are tricky social situations. There's a reason why it's in italics, the tricky. Okay? All right. Okay. So you will go one
it's
at a
important.
Time. One at a time. Let's start with Jimmy.
Hello.
Okay? Okay, so let's see your first question, all right?
Bonjour.
Okay. When is it okay? Bonjour. When is it okay? All right, Jimmy. When is it okay? When is it okay to talk on speakerphone in public? A, if it's good news. B, if you're on the phone with an older person. C, if you are an older person. Or D, when you're holding groceries in both hands and walking. Think hard and answer wisely. You can also talk amongst your peers for help, but remember, they're your opponents. So.
Yeah, why would I want to talk to them if they're my opponents?
Sometimes they're kind, sometimes they're not.
Eh.
Very general statement.
I got the vibe of them backstage. I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with D, groceries.
D, when you're holding groceries in both hands and walking.
Because A seems like you're just being an asshole.
Uh-huh.
Right?
If it's
you're
good
bragging.
News,
and
you're
then
bragging.
B... is, you know, you should be close to it anyway and talk to the older person.
Uh-huh.
And then older person wouldn't know how to use a speakerphone.
Oh, is that right?
So,
okay.
So I'm going to go with D.
Are you sure? Okay,
D groceries.
Final answer? Okay, final answer? All right.
Lock again.
There are two rounds to this, okay? So, okay, let's see if Jimmy is correct. And unfortunately, it is C. If you're an older person, my grandmother uses a speakerphone. She's 85. She needs it because she's hard of hearing. When you're holding groceries in both hands and...
That doesn't make sense to me. The phone would be closer to her ear if she used it properly as opposed to a speakerphone. Like
no, I think she just likes to shout. You know, she likes
okay.
to not
well,
use
I accept
her hands.
That logic.
She does like a lean and a standing. She just shouts into it. And
okay.
That's her process.
And that's okay.
All right.
Also, really quick, Jimmy, if you're holding groceries in both hands, how are you holding
it's in
your phone?
Pocket.
That's crazy.
Instead of a pack of smokes, like you're at a bowling league in 1978, you put your phone in there,
yeah.
And then you talk, and you go, I got groceries.
Okay.
Right? You talk into it like you're a cop. Yeah, uh-huh. I got groceries.
You might drop your phone. Yeah, unfortunately, you didn't get that correct.
So 1 point?
That's 0 points.
I see.
But you have another round, okay?
Okay.
All right, cool up. You just saw what happened. Let's see how you do, ooh, okay?
That was brutal.
These are tricky. These aren't easy. All right. At what point is your relationship official, okay? A, once you've exchanged oral. B, once you've exchanged handwritten letters. C, once you've posted a couple's photo on Instagram. Or D, when you've had the talk but you were both drunk. What are you thinking, cool up, so far?
Okay.
Oh, right. We got audience members kind of whispering.
Thinking about this. Okay, I've been with Scott Aukerman for 21 years.
Yes, ooh. Yeah, okay. Scott, 21 years, it's possible.
We
okay.
have yet to do B.
You have yet to...
Or A, just kidding.
okay.
Yeah. I'm not making a cowboy for nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
Cowboy ribeye, of course, you guys.
You and Scott have never written letters to each other, handwritten?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Like birthday cards and stuff like that. Okay. Ooh. All right. Okay. I'm going to go with... A?
Once you've exchanged oral... That's bold. Official?
Bold choice.
Yeah, bold choice.
There's no way it's A.
You're saying your, right? Your. And what? Your, in this case, is Kulop.
Right? Oh, okay, yeah. Like so one more.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, just or is in it general, the royal? This is more general.
Oh, your. No! Yeah.
You locked in.
I locked in at oral. What is it, Trebek?
And it is C, once you've posted a couple's photo on Instagram. Yeah.
All right, so
oral was your final answer?
That was,
okay.
Right.
All right, okay, no problem. Rhea gave a hint. They were like, bold choice.
They're bold choice,
you
yeah.
know? And
bold.
So, okay, all right, so far everyone's at tied at zero, which
point,
is
though?
Great. No, still at zero, Jimmy, still at zero.
Bonjour.
All right, Rhea, let's see how you do. You've seen your opponents not do so great. When should you run away from someone? A, if they are holding a knife. B, if they look like they're from China. That would be a pretty racist thing to do. C, if they're it and you're playing tag. Or D, if they're your parent and you just did something naughty. Think hard and answer wisely.
Sure, yeah. This is a difficult one.
Yeah. I mean, B is, you know...
Because it seems like everything but B.
Uh-huh. Good call.
That's a strong answer.
Is this an inverse
China,
sort of a...
That one would be a strong answer, and I would judge your character.
No. Everything, it seems like the answer is everything but B.
Why not B, though? B, it's in the news right now.
No, Jimmy.
We run from the Chinese.
Look, I know you're, like, French and everything, but we don't...
15%.
They got that coronavirus. We avoid the Chinese.
Did that help at all, Rhea?
Sure.
Jimmy's thoughts?
It helped a lot.
Okay.
I'm sensing a pattern, and I'm going to follow it, and I'm going to go see if they're it and you're playing tag.
Oh, interesting. Okay, that's your final answer?
Final answer!
All right, let's see if they're correct. And it is if they're it and you're playing tag. Ooh, that's a first point for Rhea. That's right. That's how the game goes of tag. Okay. If you're it, you're running. And if you're not it, you're still running. All right. That said, it's tricky social situations. Round two. All right, Jimmy, let's see how you do this.
All right,
time.
I'm back at it.
Okay, when is it okay to not introduce someone at a party? A, if it's Jared Leto. B, if it's Barack Obama. C, if they're the host of the party. Or D, if they're your partner. Think hard and answer wisely. You can talk it out.
When is it not okay to not... Wait, hang on.
When is it okay to not introduce someone at a party?
Now, I should tell you this. You know, of course, English is my second language. French is my first.
No, of course.
So I'm having a tough time
yesterday?
With this.
Yeah.
When is it okay to not introduce somebody?
That's right. So
you
this
wouldn't
means...
have to go, of course, you know Barack. Right? You wouldn't have... It would be okay to not introduce him because everybody would know who that is. And the host, of course, everybody would know who that person is, of course. When is it okay not to introduce? No, you have to introduce your partner.
Yeah, that would be kind of rude.
I'm gonna go with Jared Leto.
You're gonna go with Jared Leto? That final answer?
I wouldn't introduce him.
Okay. He would let Jared Leto fend for himself.
Yeah.
Let's see if that is the correct answer. And it is. Ah! If it's Jared Leto, a point. Good work.
Wow.
Yeah.
Great job.
See, with Barack Obama, you don't want to assume that he doesn't want an introduction, you know? It'd be weird to, you know, like, there might be a person who doesn't know.
And also, why rob yourself from the opportunity of introducing Barack Obama?
Right.
Yeah, good call.
Cool. That's for you.
That's right. That's for you. Again, that's for you. All right. Okay, cool up. Let's see how you do in your second round. When is it okay to keep texting someone even though they are ignoring you? A, if it's your partner. B, if you've lost your voice. C, if you're locked out of your house. Or D, if you're horny and it's 1:45 a.m. Think hard and answer wisely.
Okay. If it's your partner. I would agree to that.
I mean, they might be mad at you.
Yeah, but I still have things to say. Maybe this is my time to talk.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Barry.
As far as I know, he's listening.
I like it. I like it.
Like, if I've lost my voice, if you're locked out of your house. Oh, wow. Oh, gosh. I gravitate towards the words oral, horny. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with C.
See if you're locked out of the house. Okay, because that feels like an emergency situation. And let's see if she's correct. And it was C. If you're locked out of your house.
We're back, baby.
That's an emergency. You might need to pee. There's a dog you might need to feed. There was two that you have.
Georgia and Molly.
Exactly.
Instagram.
Let's get in there, you know? Yeah. All right. So far, everyone's at 1 point.
Yeah.
Rhea, let's see how you do in your last round. You were pretty good the first time.
Here it is.
When is it okay to tweet incessantly? Okay? A, if you think it's funny. B, if you're the president of the U.S. C, if you're live tweeting a cinephile convention. Or D, if it's a thread about a miraculous dog story.
I mean, I feel immediately that it is D.
Immediately?
If it's a thread about a miraculous dog story.
All right. Yeah. Final answer?
Final answer. I'm going for it. Yeah. Bold. Okay. Fortune favors the bold.
And let's see if Rhea's correct. And it is D.
Good job.
We all want to see that thread about that dog story. Yeah,
sure
cinephile convention. To keep it to yourself. All right. Okay. All right. Rhea's up in points. With that said, Grandma, what time is it?
It's time for the first game.
Oh, my gosh. It's time for actually the second game. But, you know, this one really matters, you know, Grandma? So, yeah, we'll call it the first game. Okay. How y'all feeling?
I feel great.
You feel great?
Feel good.
Y'all okay? Everyone feel safe? All right. Whew, okay, here we go. Valentine's Day just passed, which means a lot of people just broke up. What? Too real. But, okay, we're trying to fix that, okay, on this game show. We're going to make love happen on this show. Now, I know all of you are possibly spoken for, but in this hypothetical world, we're sending each of you on a date with the thing you fear. Let's remind everybody what their fears were. Jimmy, being wrongfully accused and going to prison. Rhea is afraid of chalkboards and cool up the end of democracy. Okay. Now, here are the rules, okay? Here are the rules. Listen carefully. While on the date with the thing you fear, that's where you'll be having your date. As you see, we've set up a nice, you know, steak dinner situation. Okay. While on the date with the thing you fear, you have to implement these practices from this list of things to do to find common ground. You'll be trying to find common ground with the thing you fear, right? So you have to hit these points. 1, address your biases. 2, acknowledge the history of your relationships. 3, lay out a few ground rules. And 4, treat them as an equal. This is a list of common things to do to find common ground that I found online that they do for like a lot of like office situations, okay? All right. You'll be scored on how many of these things you're able to implement during your date. You have 90 seconds to do so. Okay, awesome. Everyone feel good? Everyone feel good?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh. This is where I feel like Ellen. Now, here's another catch, okay? While you're on the date with your fears and you're having to go through this list, you will be getting distracted with the thing you love. That's okay, but, you know, try not to get too distracted because you have to try to win this one. All right. Everyone feel good?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
We did a random draw before the show, and Jimmy, you will be going on a date first. Jimmy, please take a seat over here.
Do I bring my microphone?
Yes, please bring your microphone.
I bring my sound system?
Actually, here, take. Let's switch.
We'll switch a room?
Yes, please.
Be careful. I don't
please sit on that lovely chair over there.
Sit here?
Yes, yeah.
All right.
Can we get that list of things to find common ground so Jimmy can refer to it? Great. Amazing. Okay. Here we go. You're at a Starbucks. 90 seconds on the clock.
There's not a human being with me?
Oh, a human being will be there with you. And date starts now.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh, hi there. Hi there, I'm Jimmy. Nice to see you. First of all, I set the rules here. I'll do most of the talking. First of all, what is your name?
You know my name, Sully.
Sully, good to see you again. Sully, first of all, you and I are very similar. And in that we both, of course, we obey the law. We both obey the law. I drank a lot in the 90s, so I forget a lot of things. So I apologize, Sully, that I don't remember our first date. How long ago was that, just out of curiosity?
Like last week.
Oh, boy. Well, again, I drank a lot in the 90s. Listen, I've dated a lot of people, and you are just one of them. Yes? What if I had seizures? Why would this be a good idea? What if I was prone to seizures, Sully? Why would you do such a thing? I can't kiss. I'm a married man now, since last week. Yeah, lots happened in 7 days. Valentine's Day really got the best of me. And what are we reaching for there now?
I have some questions.
Okay, go ahead. Question number one.
What did you do last night?
What did I do last night? I went to my son's ping pong lesson.
No, I texted you. It was February 14th, Valentine's Day. I got no text.
Oh, and that was time. Jimmy, do you want to answer her question of where you got no? She got no text back.
I did not see the text until it was way too late.
All right, okay, and that was Jimmy and Sully. Good up for Jimmy and Sully. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sully.
Wow, just ready to interrogate you on where you were. Okay, all right, okay. We saw what happened. We're not deciding yet. I saw some addressing your biases going. Acknowledging the history of your relationship. Yeah. All right. Okay. Keep it going for Jimmy still. All right. All right. Cool up. You are next.
Okay.
Hi, all right. Cool up.
Do you want me to take your mic?
Yeah. Yes, please.
Okay. Here we go.
All right. Let's keep it going for Cool Up, everyone. All right. Okay. Cool up. You are at the guy's house. You're at the guy's house and 90 seconds on the clock. And here comes your date. Oh.
Hey, babe.
Hey. Hey, sweetheart.
Hey. So I was thinking, you know, since it's, I just want to get some takeout and whatever you want to get, we can get, you know?
Oh.
Whatever, it's totally your choice. It's like soup, whatever you want to do.
I mean, I think let's, you know, I think first we'll order some Chinese.
No, that's not going to work out.
Why?
No Chinese. I just don't really.
I love dim sum.
Those people. You know what I mean? Actually,
hey,
can you hold on 1 second?
You know I'm part Chinese, right?
Алло, да, да, привет, да, да, да. И Russian disinformation campaign, да, да, на хорошо. И папа Руд, а где папа Джулиани, да, да. И
Boris.
Дедушка Трамп. А хорошо, хорошо. Я тебя люблю.
Okay,
sorry
Boris.
About that.
Ground rules here, okay?
Yeah.
We're going to get some dim sum ordered here.
Oh,
we're going to talk about a relationship, and if we have sex, that's fine.
Okay, I'm down with that.
Okay.
And
in the past,
cool.
I know that I have made fun of you for, you know, riding horses shirtless, and
yeah.
That was wrong because bod looks great. It's
you
tight,
mean that?
It's right.
You mean
I
that?
Do mean
okay,
that.
Hold on 1 sec. Hello, oh.
And keep it going for Cool Up and Sasha. Thank you so much. And Joy Frieda. Oh, wow. That was gorgeous. That was gorgeous. I saw ground rules being laid out and acknowledging the history of your relationship. Oh, my goodness. Okay. All right. Let's keep it going for Cool Up. 90 seconds goes fast. 90
Very
seconds.
Fast.
And I also realized we forgot to play 80s music during Jimmy's date. That was supposed to distract you. It's okay, yeah. All right, there's so many things I have to remember. All right, okay, and let's go on to Rhea. Rhea's date.
Oh, yeah, you want this?
Yeah, let's switch.
Great work.
Switcheroo, okay, let's hear for Rhea. As they go on the date. Rhea, you are in... Oh. On a date in a classroom,
weird.
Let's meet Rhea's date. Oh, 90 seconds on the clock. Please do the things. Yeah, you got people on your side. 90 seconds on the clock, and please do the things of to do during to find common ground.
Look, I know that I haven't always been able to look you in the eye. I understand. You come in with a lot of energy.
It's your dog, Murphy.
That is so accurate. And I know that about myself. And look, we haven't always seen eye to eye.
always been on the same page. We've known each other for a very long time. I appreciate your help throughout the years with handwriting. If we're going to keep hanging out, which I think I would like to do, if you could stay very far away from me, maybe. If we just keep the chalk out of the picture, if we just keep the chalk on the table and you're just the chalkboard, I think I'll be all right with that. And look, I feel like we're the same. I just want us to start off with a clean slate.
Wow, keep it going for Rhea, everyone, and MK as their dog Murph. As they drop the mic. Yes, thank you so much, MK. Wow, Murph, your dog. You didn't even let your dog, like, make you, you didn't even blink an eye.
No, not at all.
The fact that Murphy was here, I saw you hit all of those common grounds.
Thank you.
Yeah, wow, good work. Yeah, keep it going for Rhea. I guess easier to do if your date doesn't talk. All right, we saw what happened. Okay, we got our producers in the back tallying up the points. Which two are moving on to the next round?
I think that the two contestants moving forward will be Cool Up and Rhea.
Oh my goodness, Cool Up and Rhea moving on. Jimmy, please do not leave. Jimmy, that does not mean you are done with the game show. Jimmy, you will be judging the next round.
Oh, harshly.
With a special guest, but still keep it going for Jimmy. That's so hard to do. All right, okay, Grandma, what time is it then?
Second game.
Oh my goodness, it is time for the third game. But, oh, Grandma. You know, truthfully, we don't have the third game one recorded. So that's truly what's happening. Okay, all right, okay. Everyone feel good? All right. I like to ask, okay, this is the last challenge. All right. You know how in musicals, actors talk and then suddenly bust into song? It's why we love them. But it's hard to make it seem seamless because it's never that natural. In this game called Break Out Into It, each of you will take turns breaking out into a song that you've been assigned to during a conversation that you're going to have with me. You'll each take turns. We'll be chatting, and then the song will cue up, or you can cue the song by nodding, and then you have to seamlessly transition into that song while you're chatting with me. The music track and lyrics will pop up on the screen behind you for reference. You will be judged on how smooth of a transition you make from conversation to song. All right, your overall performance will be judged by a special guest. Everybody, please welcome William Hung from American Idol. Hey, let him hear it. Hey, William. Hey, you want to take that microphone? Hey, how are you feeling?
Feeling great. I'm excited about this portion.
Yeah. Yes. I'm excited to have you be the judge this time, you know?
Yeah. It's yeah. Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. All right. Joining you will be Jimmy. Okay. Jimmy. Oh, so William will be judging for overall performance. Jimmy will be judging for how smooth the transition.
Technical.
Technical. Yeah. Technical. There you go. Yeah. Technical landing. You know. poise. You know. Things like that. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. Sounds good. Okay. Here we go. Cool Up, we've assigned you these songs, okay? Chandelier by Sia and Truth Hurts by Lizzo. Rhea, we've assigned you With Arms Wide Open by Creed and Wonderwall by Oasis. You can monologue the song. You don't have to sing it. Let's do a... Yes?
Thanks.
No, yeah. And I'll be there to help, too. All right? So let's rock, paper, scissors to see who goes first. One time. There you go, Jimmy.
Yeah. Okay. And that was.
I don't know how to do
that. Okay, let's do it again. And two. Oh, tie. One, two. Oh, and actually, Rhea won. So, cool up. You're going first. No, no, no. Cool up goes first because you won.
Oh, oh,
so you get to watch it happen.
I thought I.
Cool up. Let's hang out in the middle here. Let's hang out in the middle here. Okay. All right.
All right. Whoop, whoop.
Jimmy, you want to give us a suggestion of like what we're doing, where we're at?
I think you guys are at Target and you're looking at pillows.
Oh, okay. We're looking at pillows. You feel good, cool up?
Yeah, I love a throw.
Ready to start? Okay, here we go. Okay, we're at Target. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for letting me hang with you.
My God, yeah, like we're going to get some pillows.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
But look over at lighting. Chandelier!
Wait, hold on. Hold on. Oh, what? What's happening?
Cool up.
Cool up. You got distracted.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
I'm the one for a good time. Phone's blowing up, ringing my doorbell. I feel the love. I feel the love. Ooh, samples.
Oh, cool up. Hold on. Okay, all right. Samples.
One, two,
okay.
Three. One, two, three. LaCroix.
Yeah,
one, two, three. One, two, three. Pepsi.
Do you want that?
Three.
Okay.
One, two, three. Here.
Oh, okay, great.
To that, yeah.
Are you okay? What just happened?
I have not been doing well and don't have a lot of money, so I actually am eating samples to kind of feel.
Yeah, no, I know. We just went from section to section so fast. And well, okay, so we got LaCroix, Pepsi. A chandelier.
You know,
okay.
I got a chandelier. I'm just, I'm throwing them back because I lose count.
No, yeah, good. I saw that. You feel the love.
I felt the love.
Wow, okay. We haven't gotten pillows yet. Let's go see the pillows.
You know what? I'm horny.
What? Okay.
Yeah, I just feel a little horny.
But we haven't gotten pillows yet.
Whoa. Just like Jimmy, my friend Jimmy. Yeah. I just took a DNA test.
Just
turns
like
out I'm 100% that bitch. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
What?
Yeah.
I got boy problems. That's
a human in you.
Bling, bling. Then I saw him. That's a goddess in me. Maybe okay. I don't need a guy, you know? Could have been a bad bitch. Not in the middle.
Okay.
Can I just sing it now? Is that what I'm, am I doing this right?
Just a little.
You post hold me down, but you hold me back.
I am.
And that's the sound of me not calling you back.
I'm sorry. Okay. Cool up. I feel like you just called me out there.
Yes.
I feel attacked.
Because we've been dating. Yes, and.
We have been,
dating.
Wow, okay. Well, I'm glad.
And I'm not getting what I need here.
Are you breaking up with me?
No. Do you want some toilet paper?
And keep it going for cool up, everyone. Keep it going for cool up. Woo. We never really got those pillows. All right, okay. All right, Rhea, you saw what just happened. William, Jimmy, you just saw what happened.
Technical, yeah.
Technical-wise, what
well,
did you
a little think? Trouble in that
you.
Who didn't know
thank
where
you.
The screen was.
Uh-huh, yeah.
That seemed to give her some guy. Rhea, why are you up and moving?
What? Yeah, I don't know. I thought I was supposed to.
That there was no...
My name was said.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Jimmy's giving him his thoughts, and I'll ask for William's thoughts really quick. We're not deciding yet.
No, I'm just... I'm giving my opinion on what just happened. That's
right.
What you asked for.
Right, cool up. Didn't know...
Yeah, but I like the story. I like that she got deep into character with the drinking problem.
Yeah.
So technically, I thought it was fantastic. I'm interested to see what Bill says about it. And and we'll find out.
All right. Sounds good. Okay, William, he threw it to you. Yeah.
Well, I think that she got great charisma.
Charisma points. Okay.
Yeah, she's really into it. So even though it's hard for her to follow the song, she still enjoy herself.
Yeah. I love that.
Gets it.
Okay.
The very definition of extra.
Okay. All right, Rhea, let's do
Jimmy,
ours.
Can I stand?
Yes, you can. I apologize, I was distracted.
No, I just turned my name
really
and started
really?
Walking. Because I don't want to do this.
I'm so sorry.
I was assured via email this was not going to happen.
Oh, this part. If you want, we can switch out.
No,
with Jimmy.
I don't want to. I want to win.
Okay.
I'm just
all right,
teasing.
Okay.
I'm making
you
a
saw, you saw
character.
The fire in their eyes?
Okay, I've never had someone switch so fast. Okay, I don't want to do this. No, I want to fucking win. I love it. I love it. Jimmy, will you please give us a location?
Another location?
Yeah.
I'd like to see you. I think you two are at the zoo and you're taking a look at the sea otters.
Oh, yeah, the All zoo right. is taking a look at the sea otters. Okay, and we're sure. ready.
Oh, look at those cute little friends.
Yeah.
They're just floating that. Around with yeah. their little teeth. I oh, just, look, they're hugging each other.
Oh, my goodness. I've only oh. seen this on the Instagram. Look they're what, hugging.
They're hugging. Oh, yeah. Look at their little yeah, arms.
Oh, is it arms? It's like little flippers. Their arms.
Well, yeah. I just heard the news today.
You did?
Seems it's... Oh, it's not even started yet. Jesus fucking Christ.
So I'm looking. They're well, still hugging.
I just heard the news today.
Okay. What did you hear?
It seems my life is going to change.
What?
Yeah.
Is that
yeah.
why you brought me here?
I did bring you here with the otters because
it's so optimistic.
Seems my life is going to change.
Them. Okay. And?
Close my eyes.
Okay.
Begin to pray.
Like now?
Then tears of joy.
Rhea.
Streamed down my face.
I can't wait to see what you're going to tell
With
me.
With arms wide open. Under the sunlight.
Yeah, that's where we're at.
Welcome to this place. I'll we'll show you everything.
And otters.
With otters wide open. Open.
Oh, wow. I see clearer now.
Yeah.
That your life is about to change.
It's about to change.
You came here to tell, like, you came
Do you
here
have
to...
a Kleenex? I have all these tears streaming down my face. Here. Thank you yeah. very much. I just...
God.
Should we...
Otters make me feel a similar way.
Yeah. Just, I get
just
it.
They're so loving and they hug and...
I think the beavers are right over here. Do you want to check
yeah,
out the beavers?
Yeah, let's go look at the beavers. Yeah. The beavers...
What's Very similar creatures they are. People confuse them all the time. But sea otters kind of just hang out in right. the water, whereas beavers are very busy and they like to work.
They work.
They create things. And it's a wonder
how they do it.
Them.
That's
they
true.
Build this wall.
Yeah, wow. Wow, damn.
It's Today is going to be the day that they're going to throw it back to you.
The beavers?
By now, you should have realized somehow. Realize what you got to do.
Okay, what do I got to do?
I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.
What are you telling me, Rhea? What? How do you
Get
feel about me?
Backbeat, the word is on the street that the okay. fire in your heart is out.
I mean, I'm starting to feel...
I'm sure you've heard it all before, but yeah. you've never really had a doubt.
Yeah.
I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.
About the beavers.
And all the roads we have to walk are winding. Because it's the zoo and we have to walk through
yeah.
the zoo.
And all the lights that lead us there are blinding.
Children with their phones and their flashlights. There are many things that I would like to say.
To you, but I don't know how. I could tell because you keep just shouting things at me.
I know.
And making me see just such hard transitions to see different animals. And
I know. I'm pushing you along this path. Yeah, I apologize.
Yeah, but thank you for taking me here.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And your new life changes and the way you feel about me. I'm going to think about it, okay?
Think about it.
Yeah. Keep it going for real, everyone. Wow. Wow. So Jimmy, you saw what just happened.
I did see it.
Yeah, technicals, dismount, all that.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm glad I'm not judging the performance.
Okay. All right, okay.
I'm judging the technical. That's what I was asked to do. And
yeah,
I don't
know
why
the
moaning.
That's what you assigned yourself to do, actually.
What's that?
That's what you assigned yourself
to do. I thought you told me to do the technical.
Oh, no, I said, you. Well, I was about to tell you, and then you said technical. I will do technical.
Oh, no. what would you have told me what to do?
Oh, you know, just like how smooth the transitions were. But that's technical.
Oh, I have a word for that. The technical.
You're right. You're
so,
right.
I love the way they got into it.
Yeah.
Very, very smoothly. We could agree on that, you and I?
Yeah, smoothly. Yes.
More so
yes.
on the Wonderwall than on the Creed. But if I had to, and I'm not being asked to put stars to it, I'm going to go 4 out of 5.
Oh, wow. Okay, 4 out of 5.
I'm not being asked to do it, but I'm doing it.
Do you want to know what Bill thinks?
Of? I'd like to know what Bill thinks. Okay, yeah. Billy, right. Your thoughts.
Okay.
Well, I like how you play into the motivational lyrics. It's part of who you are. You're really great at talking and singing at the same time.
Wow. Wow.
Thank you, William.
Yeah, wow. William. God.
Really sees me.
Can you tell he's a motivational speaker? No, truly, yeah.
Wow.
He has a book out called Champion by Choice. Get it wherever you can. I have a copy signed. No big deal. All right. Cool. Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. Do you want to discuss amongst yourselves
who
the winner is based on all of that?
No.
You have to, Jimmy. Go. Go, Jimmy. Go. Bill, go and do it.
We discuss it?
Yes.
All right. Now listen. Okay. I'm
the winner of this round.
You decide.
And look, with points still in mind from before. Okay. Okay. Which is just 1 point. Rhea has one more point from before. That's all. Okay. Did you already decide?
We have decided,
yes. You have decided, okay.
And by we, I did give all the power to Bill.
Okay. And what's
and so what's I will let him announce who he chose.
William, please choose who you chose.
Well, both of you play really, really well. Mm-hmm. But I think that one person is really performed above expectations in the final round, mm-hmm. and that person, and the winner is Rhea.
Wow, Rhea, and that's it, Rhea
well
Butcher.
Well deserved.
Is the winner of Let's Go with the extra point from earlier. Oh my goodness. And that was our show. Keep it going for Rhea Butcher, Cool Avila Sack, Jimmy Pardo, William Hung. William, do you want to take us out with a song?
Sing it, Bill.
Yeah, he does. Oh, my God.
Yes.
I want to, chosen by William.
Yes.
He said, I want to entertain. Oh, yes. He said, this one's for the crowd. Uh-oh. Oh, shit. I'll do backups, Will. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Oh, wow.
Talk to me.
Okay.
Tell me your name.
What's your name?
You blow me off like it's all the same.
Okay.
You live fierce and I'm taking the way like a bomb.
Yeah, baby. Wow, William.
Tell me your sign. You're switching signs like a Gemini.
I'm a Gemini.
You're playing games and now hitting my heart like a drum. Yeah, baby.
Uh-oh. We'll get to the chorus.
Gets on my side, become the rock this town alive. I'll let her rub me up till she knocks me out. She walks like she talks and she talks like she walks. She bangs, she bangs.
Oh, the way she moves, she moves.
I go crazy, she goes like a flower, but she sings like a bee.
Uh-oh.
Like every girl
in history. Screwball, she bangs, she bangs. Oh, the way she moves, she moves.
No one ever looks
so fine. Oh, women got it one thing on her mind. That's our show, everyone. Keep it going for Sammy Junio, who's one of our producers, Sam Varela, Ryan Harper Gray, National Lampoon, Dynasty Typewriter, and the Forever Dog. Thank you so much. Goodbye, everyone.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcast.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram at Forever Dog Team and liking our page on Facebook.